C.J. Box is the author of 15 Joe Pickett novels, most recently Stone Cold, 4 standalone novels, most recently The Highway and the story collection Shots Fired. He has won the Edgar, Anthony, McCavity, Gumshoe, and Barry Awards. His books have been translated into 27 languages, and his latest is Endangered. It is a Joe Pickett novel. It is published by Putnam, and it's always a great pleasure to welcome C.J. Box back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Very nice. Always nice to have you on the program. I must say that I'm a little shocked that it's been that many books, because I think we've had you on since the very beginning, so it's, wow. So, everything
makes
me
feel... You're not the only one that's shocked.
So, at what point does this series, does it ever get fully comfortable for you in writing the series?
Sure. I mean, I think, yeah, the answer is yes. I'm very comfortable. Whenever I write a Joe Pickett book, it's kind of like climbing back in the saddle. It's familiar. The characters are there. You know, everyone is aged in real time. Everyone has their own history, and they've been changed by the events in the books. And it's always a lot of fun. I always enjoy it. I never get bored with it. And every book is different. You know, each one has a different subplot, usually about environmentalism or the outdoors or resource management. And so I always have some kind of real controversy as its base and then build a story around that.
So in this book, Endangered, you start off with Joe Pickett having problems because his adopted daughter, April, has gone missing.
Well, she was missing, but she's been found. Unfortunately, she was found beaten and left in a ditch, dumped by somebody. And so, you know, they don't even know if she's going to live. So, yeah, that's a big problem. And they don't know who did it, although Joe certainly has a suspect. That's the rodeo cowboy she ran off with in the last book. But then there's a local guy who everything's pointing towards him.
And so, you know, has been found on this road, and it appears to be Joe's daughter. And it's one of those things like, well, okay, now he's ticked and wants to figure this out.
Right, and it's also, you know, such page one. You know, the most frightening call a parent can get is from law enforcement saying, "We think we found your daughter." I can't even imagine that in my own life, and weave that into the book and the mixed emotions that Joe has about, you know, being sticking with the law or doing what he really wants to do.
As you mentioned, you do tie many issues of the ecology and the environment into your books, and you always have. How did you want to do that in this particular novel?
In this one, the issue is sage grouse, which is a chicken-sized bird in the Mountain West and the plains. About half of all the sage grouse that exist are in the state of Wyoming. And there's a very real possibility in real life that the birds may be declared endangered. If they are, it will greatly affect the economies of about 7 western states. So it's a big deal. And in this book, Joe Pickett finds an entire flock, or it's called a lek, L-E-K, of them that have been slaughtered by somebody, which is really make an impact on his district and on the state. So he's got to figure out who did that and why.
And you get into some of the semantics here of whether you say that it is a decline in the population or that it is indeed in listing this species as endangered, and what that does and what impact it has on the local area. And it's not a black and white issue.
No, it isn't. And I really like writing about these kinds of things because most people, if they know of the issues, generally have kind of a cursory understanding. There's different biologists that have different views on the whole thing, just like they do with all, you know, environmental issues, and that some believe that every population of species is cyclical. You know, they go up, they go down, they go up, they go down on their own. And it's not necessarily always the fault of development or energy, you know, energy development or housing or whatever. And that's always the controversy. What can you do, and how much should you step in? And that's one of the classic kind of dilemmas in the West, is that, you know, the states versus the feds.
What do you think it is about this character, about Joe Pickett, that has caught on?
Well, I think, from what I hear from readers, he's not a typical protagonist in mystery or crime novel, in that he's a married man. He's got children. He loves his wife and kids. He's a state employee, so he doesn't make much money. But he's got a great deal of integrity, and even though he screws up from time to time and sometimes goes the wrong direction, he gets very dogged when it comes to a situation to see it through. And I think that's what it is, that he's fallible. He's not a very good shot, but he's very determined.
And it seems that many of the stars of detective fiction tend to be train wrecks. And so to read a guy that sort of has his act together, and yes, he has a share of issues, is kind of refreshing, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. It's certainly, was not my intention to create a series with Joe Pickett originally. It was just going to be a single book. But I wanted him to be a real person, because for two reasons. One, you have to suspend disbelief to read these kind of books anyway. But the other thing is, I think it increases the tension and suspense when you know that the protagonist you're following may screw up or do the wrong thing and not always, you know, triumph and take out all the bad guys himself. So I think it's I think a lot of readers see a little of themselves in Joe Pickett.
Do you still, even though you enjoy doing these and the series goes on, do you enjoy the standalones as well of writing, of stepping out of this character and going in other directions?
Yes, I certainly do. It also allows me, when I do the standalones, to stretch, to try some new things in writing, and also locate the books in areas other than Wyoming, which Wyoming kind of belongs to Joe Pickett, as far as I'm concerned. So when I'm writing about other topics, they generally take place in other states. I'll have a new standalone called Badlands coming out at the end of July that takes place in North Dakota in the Bakken Formation, where the big energy boom is going on. And that's a fascinating kind of new Wild West location.
Is there some comfort, though, because you live in Wyoming, so is there some comfort in writing about home?
Oh, sure. Mainly because I'm so familiar with it. I've been to Yellowstone Park something like 120 times, I think, in my life, and I really do know the state as big as it is, because before the books took off, I was involved in the tourism industry, so I was out and about a lot. I know the people, I know the landscape. And so many of the books written about Wyoming and the Mountain West in the past have been written by people who either moved here or vacationed here. And I think I can present kind of an inside-out view of the area.
Well, these books are so much fun, and the brand new one is Endangered. It's a Joe Pickett novel. It is out from Putnam. C.J. Box, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much once again. I appreciate it.
Always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Again, the title of the book is Endangered by C.J. Box. It is published by Putnam. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.